This recording, Scotland 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job in the North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket. Picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanity mess. And the goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon the goose began to tire and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from Elgin, which is in the northeast of Scotland. It's a town, and it's quite big, very big. It's quite a historical town, full of old history, mostly with the cathedral in Elgin, and has a famous story behind it. The Wolf of Badenoch burnt down Elgin Cathedral back in old times. But it's a very nice place, very nice. Well, back home, I did. That was what I used to do in school, plays and singing, and then I did some amateur work. And then I just moved to Dundee and did a national certificate down there for a year and then came to Glasgow, where I'm now studying at the RSAMD in my final year. But it's always something that I enjoyed quite a lot. It's good to get the chance to just fulfil your dream, I suppose.